Talk Black. I'm your host, the Murray from the Curry, and come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns, BBM Bumbabrip Media 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NIRS, National Israeli Service. So give the Murray call, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, your host, leading your yarn and just driving your vehicle. It is your vehicle, National Talk Black. So yarn up strong with the ball you're on. Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, and I'm taking you right to 12 noon Queensland time. So have you saying yarn up strong, you mob. Now, leading First Nations people unite to bring up respect with young people. Shelley Ware and Scott Prince come together to help help end violence against women, encouraging their mob to continue rich conversation on respect. And with that, we're going to catch up a yarn now with Shelley Ware, TV presenter and commentator on the line. Shelley, good morning, sis. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm well. Before we start, sister, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from.
So I'm a proud Yunkinjarra Wirunga woman. I'm from South Australia, Adelaide, Sojourner Way. And I now live on the lands of the people of the Kulin Nation, raising my boy here with his community of beautiful elders and making him strong.
Yeah, beautiful. Thank you. And making him strong there, the word I'm thinking of is respect, and that's how we bring up our young ones. And you're leading First Nations people to unite to bring up respect with young people. And your team player there, Scotty Prince, you've got a good team player there. So tell us about this movement, my sister.
So this is the fourth phase of the Stop It at the Start campaign, and they brought Scott Prince and myself on board, and we're sharing our stories about how we're encouraging adults to reflect on their attitudes and have conversations about respect with young people. So, you know, our mob respect is a huge part of our culture, and it's just about having those conversations about, you know, trying to end family and domestic violence within our community.
Yeah, exactly. And when you look at it, that's the foundation of life when we're talking about our kids and we as parents and having those conversations, because it's not in our culture in regard to domestic violence, is it, you know? And so we need to bring it back to the cultural way of living life, sister.
That's right, you know, and it is about breaking, you know, these cycles that we've got ourselves into. It's not nowhere near in our culture. You know, we're all about respect, respecting our elders, respecting our next generation, and, you know, respecting country, and it's who we are fundamentally as people. So, you know, we got to call out that disrespect, be role models, and you know, show respectful behaviours and have these real conversations, you know, real yarns about respect with our kids, so that, you know, we can break this cycle that we've. So not all of us, you know, some people have found themselves in, and, you know, make it strong for our next generation.
Well, exactly, you know, and the words we choose, our expression, of course, the physical side of things, as well as the emotional side of things, you know. We need to think before we speak, think before we act, and our young ones are watching how we act.
They're always, always watching, you know. Like, and it's the smallest, tiniest little things, like when people say, oh, he's only doing that because he likes you. You know, we've got to stop saying those things. Oh, he's only behaving like that because he's having a bad day. That there are no excuses for poor behaviour. So, you know, we've got to stop making our young women think that that's okay because he's having a bad day. You know, so if you see someone not doing the right thing, you know, call them out, have a conversation, you know, because the truth of the matter is that sometimes people are unwell and they need to get well, and you know, if somebody points that out to them, we can help them heal.
Well, exactly. And look, and coming from a man's point of view, you know, the true warrior of the 21st century is not putting your hand on your woman. You know what I mean? It's not right, and we need to act it, like I said, it's not in our culture, and we need to be a true warrior of the 21st century, my sister.
Absolutely, we do, and we can do it too, you know, and helping our next generation and making that pledge to bring up respect, have those conversations with our young people. It's what's going to make the difference, and, you know, make people reflect on their own behaviour.
Exactly. So how are you and Scotty doing the First Nations campaign, high-profile First Nation campaign, and supporting this leading First Nations people to unite to bring up respect with young people? How are you using and driving this vehicle?
So we're relying a lot on social media and amazing people like yourself getting us talking out on radio and television and newspaper print. But we've both done a video that you can check out on respect.gov.au, and it's all over our socials as well. I did a video with my young fella, Taj, about, you know, where I have those conversations with him about respect. He loves surfing, so it can be on the way, you know, to where we're going. He'll be talking to me in the car, and, you know, it's about those those moments that you seize. So my video is about that, and Scott's is about him as a coach and how he talks to young people when he's coaching and how he also sees the moments, you know, not, doesn't let things pass. He'll stop training and say, hey, that's not how we talk about women, or that's not right. Like, let's sit down and, you know, break this down. So get on respect.gov.au and watch the videos. Mm. There are so many conversation starters, tools, resources. There's so much there to help you if you don't know where to start.
Exactly. And those videos for young ones to watch and take on that information as they get older, but also for the parents who are at that stage need to think, well, I better check myself before I wreck myself, so to speak, you know, just watching those videos and just make us think twice, and anybody at any moment can start a new future.
That's right, any moment. Mm. You know, every day is a fresh day, and, you know, you change your mindset, change your ways, you know. It's always a new fresh start, a new beginning.
Good, my sister. Before I let you go, Shelley, so what other things are you doing? Are you still TV presenting and commentating?
Oh, COVID got rid of all of that, you know. But I still do a lot of podcasts and newspaper print and the odd TV appearance here and there. I had the fun, you know, pleasure of doing the NAIDOC Awards this year and hosting that with Stephen Oliver. That was a bit of fun. But
did you get a word in, Stephen Oliver? Did you get a word in, sister?
Yeah, I try. There were moments, but it was good fun. He made me laugh. He made everyone laugh. It was good.
Yes, like crack. But listen, my sister, thank you for the yarn. All the best to you. Big shout out to Scotty Prince. Fantastic what you guys are doing. Bring up respect with young people. Very important, my sister.
Thank you, and thanks for the time.
You take care. Bye-bye.
Take care. Ta-da.
Too deadly. Beautiful yarn there. Shelley Ware, TV presenter and commentator, and working closely with Scotty Prince and their ambassadors, leading First Nations people unite to help and to end violence towards women. So fantastic, beautiful program. And as I said, we commentated there in regards to 21st century. We warriors, this is not our way. And if you want to be a true warrior, then step up to the plate, you know, love and respect to women and children. And think before you speak, act, and it's very, so very important, and young ones are watching you. Have you seen Yana Strong? Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
G'day folks, Troy Cassidale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it.
I've got the story to tell about my people.
Which way?
I've got the story to tell about my people. Story to tell about my land. Story to tell about my people. Story to tell about my land. Born again. Born again. Born again. Born again.
I'm
It's been 2 months since I heard from you. You don't check up as much as you used to. It may be easy to turn it off for you, but it ain't for me. It just ain't what I'm used to. I guess you don't love me no more. Guess that's okay. I wish that you wished that I would just stay, but I guess you had other plans. It look easy to forget everything that I'm used to. So hard to resist, forget you exist. I guess that just ain't what I'm used to. I guess I don't love you no more. Guess that's okay. I wish that you wish that I would just stay, but I guess I had other plans. You never stole my heart. I'm back to the start. I guess this just ain't what I'm used to. I guess this just ain't what I'm used to.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7.
I need you. I remember the day.
Family, where would we be without them?
Where would we be without no family? Beside of me, ever ready to ride with me. Through the darkest day, the hardest time, you were there for me. So I'll be there for you.
To my family, I never told you how much I love. Don't think I never place no objects above you. You the one that makes me represent me. You brought me in this world, you really raised me right into this world, cause you my heart, you my soul. That's included my bros. Without my family, where would I be? I'll be standing in the corner in the middle of the street now. I understand the true meaning of a loving family. Check. Cause you my heart, you my soul. I treat you like gold, I never let you go. Never forget you. Even when you go,
where would we be without no family? Beside of me, ever ready to ride with me. Through the darkest day, the hardest time, you were there for me. So I'll be there for you.
My family makes me meet the true definition of who I'm supposed to be. It's taken a whole lot of time, but now I finally realize that I'll be nothing here without my family by my side. My life is based on how I grow to be a man. I'm meant to be, and always gonna be, my first priority, my family. So without my family, where would I be? I'll be standing in the corner in the middle of the street to take it. Follow one track, stay on track, strong to survive. I live like this, cause why? I'm happy as alive.
Where would we be without no family? Beside of me, ever ready to ride with me?
looking strong. They the ones that keep me going on. I take them wherever I go. True to my heart, no matter where I go. Strolling on, strolling on. I even want the one that's not here by my side. May peace be with you, family, true ties. I love you till the day that I die. Through the struggle, through the pain, through the strain. Down and out, happy and proud. Without you, my family, there would never be a me. There would never be a you. There would never be a we. Where would we be without no family?
Where would we be without no family? Side of me, ever ready to ride with me to the darkest day, the hardest time. You were there for me, so I'll be there for you. Where would we be now? Where would we be? Where would we be now? Where would we be? Where would we be now? Where would we be?
on your mouth. It's me, Bushtaka Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Yeah, to Delhi Mob, that chopping number again is 1-800-422-416. So call that number, have your say and yarn up strong. Yarn up with the Bully One here, Trevor Tim, 20 Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your Delhi program, and the program is National Talk Black. 1 hour program, and we have yarns here on the First Nation radio station here in Cairns at BBM Bumma Brip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go via NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Big shout out to the NERS team down at Brisbane at the Beamer office, Brisbane Digital Media Association. So big shout out to the NERS team and the Beamer team and to all our First Nation radio stations across this deadly country of ours. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. We've got a Deadly Black network there, yarning up strong for our mob and yarning here in the 21st century and how we sit in the 21st century as First Nation people. And always was, always will be, and you know how we roll. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong, you mob? Let's look at the news for today. RBA boss, that's the Reserve Bank of Australia, that's Philip Lowe, makes admission during speech at Business Forum in Melbourne. And he has issued extraordinary admissions about Australia's economy during a speech to business leaders in Melbourne. Minister breached codes in shocking misuse of public funds to fuel branch. Stacking IBAC and finds there's not enough proof Adam Sukumar and Marley Kuras committed criminal offences to recommend prosecution investigators say. Other news here, Baleiro denies a staffer's fictitious claim he targeted Plum US job before quitting politics. The Beijing praises Penny Wong, indicates Australia coal ban to end. Aussie swim team rocketed by medication use ban ahead of Commonwealth Games. Absolute hell, UK records its hottest day ever. Other news here, The Voice star dead age 41. And that's the America's Got Talent and The Voice star Nola Neal dead at 41. Dead women's clothes on backwards. That's the statement there. And regarding police investigate the death of a woman who was found dead and her clothes on backwards, have a new theory as to how she died. Also, why this European heat wave is so scary. Joe Biden is a total disaster. Only Trump could help. So they're the top stories for the news today. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong. What top stories are happening in and around your neighbourhood or with your mob, with your clan, with your organisation? All is here on your daily program, National Talk Black. We've got about 50 minutes left on the program. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong. Here's much love, Justin Wellington. Big shout, JW. Hope you're well, brother.
Much love to my friends. Tam yus tablong elo meri blo yu. Na yu misi mem tru. Try and play me bis la song ya. Tóqueme, Mosén. Tóqueme, Mosén. Harem, harem.
Merileva, misa de mi simio turru. Nami, wari, wari, tu mas lo you.
You come now, you send the same life for me. Me stand the solemn thing, think time me round one time all mangia. Long one name na me, be see low you all say. Me sabe like him, look him, you long one rabuta away. Maskilo one name up, when me sabe stop. Kind, kind, good for the memory, blow you by come up, yes. Me all same canoe na you, you all same saman. Me no think suppose me turn him head by you na pia man.
Merileva. Misa de misim yu turu,
misa de misim yu.
Nami, wari, wari, tu mas
lo yu. Misa de wari, misa de wari.
Lompele tai, mino, kisi mwan pela leta.
Mino kisi mleta.
Pai mi meki mwan em nao, suppose you lose mi bani enda yo
no geta. Lose mi.
Veri, misa de ting ting tu mas lo yu. Mi tokol se mi bai kambek na dispela toki turu. Mi rasta mangi. Long PNG na mi stop. In a long time by me come na look him you long up. Oh, no good you think lose long me Mary. Oh, no good you think lose long me Mary. Mary leva. Mi sabe mi sim yun turu.
Thinking about you, girl, because I'm so far away from you. Wanting you to know that this love for you is always true. Not a day goes by that I don't see you in my eye. But I try to carry on, my God, so lonely I could die. And my heart feeling the sparks that you be giving me. Why we in two different places, girl? You know it's insanity. The man in me is what I gotta find to carry on. This song is what I'm sending to you, girl. It's been so long.
Yeah, Deli track there, O'Shane, and this is Mary Lever here on your Deli program, National Talk Black. Big shout out to Mob, hope you're well, and Yarn Up Strong here on the National Talk Black program. And let's look at what's happening with AFL this week in regard to the games that are happening. So we've got Friday night's game. We've got the Richmond Tigers up against Fremantle. On Saturday, we've got North Kangaroos up against Hawthorn. Also on Saturday, Sydney Swans up against Adelaide Crows. And we have also Port Adelaide up against Geelong Cats and Brisbane Lions up against Gold Coast Suns, local derby there, and the Western Bulldogs up against Melbourne Demons, and that's the replay of the grand final last year. Sunday's game, we're Carlton up against GWS, Collingwood up against Essendon, the Bombers, West Coast Eagles up against St Kilda, so that's a run there for the weekend coming up here on your daily program, been informed, National Talk Black, and it's come to the time where 2012 signs off for today, you mob. I'm back in the hots again tomorrow. National Talk Black, 1 hour program, come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country. And that's BBM Bunbury Group Media, 90.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. A big shout out and a sing out there to the team here at BBM and the staff, board of directors, management. Thank you very much for allowing me on the program, on the airwaves, and yarn up strong with our deadly mob out there. So stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. We got the news coming here very soon. And we've got Black Strong Proud, Arakoon Mob, take us up to the news. So we'll talk soon, you mob too deadly.